TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. Talk radio show. Real talk.
Try, but I don't do too well with apologies. I hope I don't run out of time, cause someone call a referee. Cause I just need one more shot, have forgiveness. I know you know that I made those mistakes maybe once or twice. And by once or twice, I mean maybe a couple of hundred times. So let me redeem or redeem on myself tonight. Cause I just need one more shot.
Welcome to the Social Lab, all the way live from the other side of ATL. Give it up, hot chocolate. Welcome to the show. What up?
Hey, hey, what's going on, everybody? Coming over here in the SWATs. That's what they call the Southwest side of ATL, the SWATs. See, I'm learning my ATL jargon. I'm learning.
No doubt. Hey, shout out to Black Mike and Shonda out there from the SWATs, baby. Well, man, you not too far from. How far are you from Bankhead? Not that far.
Not that far at all.
Yeah, not that
maybe,
far.
Maybe 15
Shout out
minutes.
To folks out there in Bankhead. No
yep.
doubt. Hey, the weather is absolutely ridiculous.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the president says that climate control is fake news. Climate change is fake news. Hey, last week it was 80 degrees in the ATL. It's still February, mind you. It also
mm-hmm.
snowed in Las Vegas.
Unbelievable.
It snowed in Vegas last week, folks. There was snow and people was like, what the? Listen, I encourage folks over the weekend to go check out Geostorm. Now, yes, I understand that it is a damn fictional movie. I get it. Fantasy science fiction. Nevertheless, if you had a chance to see it, how real was that? It seemed like it could be possible the way the weather is swinging back and forth, back and forth. Now, Geostorm is about an unprecedented series of natural disasters that threatened the planet, the world's leaders came together to create ultimately like a network that could not be penetrated of satellites to control the globe, the climate, and to keep everybody safe. But something clearly went wrong with the satellites, and it created this geostorm. I mean, that sent like hellified weather all over the world. Does it seem like we're experiencing hellified weather all over the world right now? It does to me.
I can't say that I don't agree with that description, because there are things happening in parts
hellified
of the world that are unprecedented.
Weather.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Now, I had a chance to actually watch Geostorm twice, but another movie that is not science fiction, it's not fantasy, that you gotta really tap into is an unconvenient sequel, Truth to Power. Remember when Al Gore did the movie An Inconvenient Truth back in the day? It was it really wasn't
yes.
that far back in the day. An Inconvenient Truth. It was Al Gore's pitch to the fact that we've got to invest more into controlling the climate, like climate change, renewable energy. This new movie, you got to check it out for yourself, because President Obama put a lot of work in bringing world leaders together to combat global warming. There was back in 2016, there was like a landmark agreement. It was the Paris Agreement, in which all of the world leaders came together to really stack hands on renewable energy. Governmental leaders, they invested like millions and millions of dollars. And President Trump, a year later, came and dismantled the entire situation. He truly thinks that this is fake news, or does he? See, I'm starting to believe he's really not as foolish as we think he is. That's what I'm really starting to believe. It makes no sense. Some of this makes absolutely no sense.
Somehow I feel like his interpretation of it being fake news centers around the fact that if it's real, then somehow his companies and corporations won't benefit from it. Because, I mean, I am, if I'm not mistaken, aware that he does have some, you know, big business stake in lots of things.
Everything.
I was trying to choose my words wisely, but yeah, and everything.
Yeah.
So
every damn thing. Come on now.
You know,
Donald Trump's brand stretches across so many industries, I'm sure. Mm-hmm. Did you see his daughter on the news today? When she was asked a very, very legitimate, straightforward question, do you believe your dad, or do you believe the women who has accused him of harassment? Mm. The first daughter says that the question was inappropriate.
Why would it be inappropriate?
No, it wasn't, first daughter.
No, it wasn't.
You could have said yes or no.
That's all.
She did say yes, she believed her daddy.
Oh.
But no.
But then she said it
was inappropriate.
No.
You said then she said what?
Well, no, I'm saying she said she believed her dad, and then she said she thought the question was inappropriate.
Well, she reprimanded him
or
first.
And then she said she believed her father.
Of course I believe my dad because he's my dad. Yeah, real dumbass response for
it was.
Such supposedly a smart young lady.
Right.
Nevertheless, an inconvenient sequel, Truth to Power, is certainly a documentary that you need to check out. I can tell you Al Gore is one of, I think, the most interesting people in the world. If you remember back, Al Gore was Bill Clinton's vice president, and he should have been the next president after Bill Clinton. But remember, the hanging chad in Florida snatched the presidential election from Al Gore and gave it to who? George W. Al Gore should have been our president, but the hanging chads leaned towards George W. in Florida, where his brother happened to be the governor.
Weren't they hanging and pregnant chads? And there were all sorts of descriptions for these.
Yeah. Some was hanging. Some was pregnant. Some might have been smoking crack. You know.
You never
know. We didn't
know
what was going on with those chads. Yeah. Folks.
Yeah.
You better get up, get out, and do something. We got an election coming up this year. Election this year. And we need to get people in positions that are going to do the right thing by way of our environment and by way of the citizens of the United States of America. What do you know about the Environmental Protection Agency? The Environmental Protection Agency. I'll tell you what I know about it. But what does the Environmental Protection Agency do, or what should it do from your perspective, Hot Chocolate? You don't hear a whole lot about the EPA anymore.
Don't they regulate environmental laws, or don't they set environmental laws?
Correct. The EPA is responsible for really all things in the environment that might, you know, make us ill. You know, hazardous waste in the air. And EPA, you know, make sure that, you know, wasteful dumping doesn't happen in certain places. And, again, it just takes care of the environment. Well, guess what else Mr. President recently did? He rolled back a ton of regulations that should protect the environment that was under President Obama. He's rolled back many of those EPA regulations. So the Environmental Protection Agency, the agency that should protect the environment, doesn't really have the tougher It's just not. It's not that important anymore under this president. You need to understand what's happening. Things that should matter clearly don't matter. Did you hear the president say that if he was at the school down in Florida, that he would have ran in and saved the he must have seen Black Panther over the weekend. I'm thinking the president seen Black Panther over the weekend and was feeling like a superhero. I understand, Mr. President. We felt the same way. We all want to go to Wakanda. You want to go with us? We understand.
71-year-old superhero.
Yeah. But listen, hey, Black Panther was that movie. It empowered.
It was.
It empowered even the president of the United States. I'm not making fun of this, folks. I'm trying. You know, it's pretty pathetic that our president has no problem speaking his mind openly. What's even more pathetic is the words that actually come out of his mouth. Listen,
absolutely.
He said if he was down in Florida at the school, he said he would have ran in and saved somebody. The man with the orange hair.
First of all, yeah, I want to see him run. That's first of all. It run anywhere, whether it's to the school or not. I just want to see him run. Second of all, I want to see him be able to still have his wind after he's finished running where he's going.
Dead tired. Zoolander tired.
I'm sorry. You know what? No, I'm not.
Hurricane winded.
Oh, that was a funny visual I just had right there.
Oh, God.
That's y'all president. That's y'all president.
Folks, climate control is real. It is not fake news. a fix to what we're doing to the environment on a real note is truly tapping into an inconvenient sequel. It's Truth to Power. An inconvenient sequel, Truth to Power. You can actually join the movement. You can actually join Al Gore and really back the movement. Renewable energy is real. Have you heard about solar energy? When we say renewable energy, really what we're talking about is solar energy, and so it's real big in Florida, other parts of it's real big in California as well, where the sun shines all year round. Renewable energy ultimately is it's reducing all of the carbons and things in the environment, as well as it's reducing your electric bill, your utility costs.
Yes.
Can you think of living, in a house where you don't pay a power bill anymore, where you don't pay an electric bill anymore, because you have solar panels that are on top of your house that is fueling everything that's in your house coming directly from the sun? That's renewable energy. That's solar power. And there are a lot of homes and a lot of communities in America that actually are they're set up that way. New homes are now being built with solar on top of the house, on the roof. And what happens is the roof absorbs all of the sun. Just like in the movie Black Panther, remember when the suit, when he kept getting hit and the suit kept saving the energy? She said that suit was a renewable energy suit. It's the same thing. It's the same type of thing, but can you imagine that for your house, for your business? That is where we're going. That is how we're going to save the planet, reduce the carbons, and increase efficiency. That might be over some people's heads, but I'll tell you, that is the future. That's the future. There's jobs tied to renewable energy and solar power, and life ultimately is tied to it. Again, check out An Inconvenient Sequel, Truth to Power. It actually hit theaters back in July 2017. It's grossed about $5 million right now, so people definitely watching it. Had a budget of like $1 million. You know, it's a real good
nice
90-minute flick. I'll tell you something I was blown by in this particular documentary, which is it's nothing like Geostorm. Geostorm was a fantasy science fiction movie. But when you look at The Inconvenient Sequel and all of the devastation that has happened around the world in the last 3 years, it makes Geostorm seem more real. There have been devastations in parts of the world that we never heard about here in the United States. And we didn't hear about it deliberately. I mean, massive floods and massive devastation outside of Puerto Rico and the Virgin Islands. You know, we only heard about that because that storm also hit Texas and Florida. We were impacted. But there have been massive storms in other parts of the world that we weren't impacted by that we never heard anything about. I'm trying to encourage you to know what's happening. Because, again, we are the ones that have to speak truth to power when you have people in Congress and in the Senate that's making decisions on our behalf, and we're a little ignorant to the facts. You know, I think these young people out in Florida, they're showing us how to do it at the end of the day.
They are.
They're standing up for their rights, and they're telling you what they want. And guess what? If you don't get them what they want in Florida, they're going to replace their asses and get people in office who's going to do what they want. Now, I'm not saying you always going to get what you want, right? But what I'm saying is we have voices. And our voices have power. We just have to know how to put it to work. That's all
right.
I'm saying. That's all I'm saying.
And we know how to put it to work. It's just a matter of us exercising it. So let's get it together, people.
Let's get it together, people. I was standing in the line to see Black Panther last week. I saw it last week, and I turned around again and saw it again this weekend. But I was standing in line, and a young lady said to me, "I wish we could come out and support everything like this."
Mm-hmm.
And because we don't support stuff, is what she said. And I understood exactly what she said, but you know what? I looked her right in her face and said, "We support things that have a message and have relevant people attached to them." If you think about anything that has happened, it's not that we don't support. We just don't support anything because there's too much garbage out here. But if there's a message attached to it and there's relevant people at the forefront, don't we really stand up and rise to the occasion? It might not be too damn often. And it may not be holistic the way we did on behalf of Black Panther, but, I mean, it happens locally, right, within our particular, you know, niches, hoods, community.
Yes,
where there's
absolutely
a powerful message and relevant people, we stand up. What am I saying? I'm saying more people need to craft their messages better. And guess what? There's no one person can get it done. A team is what's required. Right? A team of relevant people at the forefront. That's how you get people behind what you're trying to get done. I don't
know.
There is no silver bullet, but you got to know how to engage people. And Black Panther, hands down, has been a hit. $700 million and counting in 2 weeks. Unbelievable.
Yes. And has us dreaming of constructing and building our dreamland of Wakanda.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I believe...
Let me get a corner lot with a cul-de-sac, please.
Listen, we may not have... we may not all have that vibranium. We haven't tapped into that yet. But I believe, you know, there's a Wakanda in every hood across America.
Yes.
You know, because, you know, listen, we got the sauce at the end of the day, you know.
Absolutely.
And I think too many of us are sitting on it, which I think, you know, pissed off Killmonger. You know, we got the resources, we got the sauce, but we sitting on it. You know, we're not trying to help nobody with it. Right?
Right.
And so, you know, come on, folks. Let's band together, unite, organize, make some things happen on behalf of the people of Wakanda.
All right? Wakanda forever.
Wakanda forever, biatches. We're back on Wednesday, 9 p.m.
Oh yeah, I love that movie. I'm going back to see it again. Yes.
Hey, it was worth seeing the second time. Go
for sure. That crew, that team, that network, TM Hyman Radio, the Social Lab. Your girl Hot Chocolate TM signing off for tonight, but we will see you on Wednesday. Have a good one.
Have a good one, everybody. Good night.
You ain't got no will, you ain't got no bottle. Let's just be honest, let's just be real. You ain't got no cash, you ain't got no dollar. They stay with that drama, let's just be real. Let's just be honest, let's just be real. Yeah, let's just be honest, let's just be real.
Only different shit, feeling yourself. Walking in the start filming and sitting with a man out the air, still grinning and shining. I know, so hot mind on a comic. Fast life sometimes feel like I'm in a comic. I don't give a fuck with or without a condo. Fat Joe pockets lean back like a recliner. I'm in this, representing Westside. A lot of people try to tell me I'm the next guy. Back gang got it tatted by my left eye. Chain gang over here, no necktie. But you know I'm all about the business from beginning to the end. And never simping, never slipping, sipping P-A-T-R-O to the end. And if I'm in the building, no, it's complaints from the tenants on the rep.
You call anyone you want, I'ma kill them all better on. Yeah, we the only ones that stunt now. Let's just be real.
Let's just be honest, let's just be real. Yeah, let's just be honest,
let's just be real.
Let's just be real.
Slow down, back. It's enough to go around, back. Been drinking like you're thirsty. How you make it to my section in the first place? Nah, I ain't tripping, shit is not enough. They say it ain't tricking if you got enough. I'm a boss like Gotti. Rock time forward and I still pop my. Roll up, good Cali, lottie dottie. It's just me and all my homies at your door like the shiny. Feel like can't nobody stop me. I'm a hot. In the mix that I'm with, no, she hot stuff. Pull up in the hot wheels, balling, get your hot stuff. If you got a problem, it's a hotline. 911, but we'll never call the cops. For real,
you call anyone you want. I'ma kill them all better on. Yeah, we the only ones that stunt now. Let's just be real.
Let's just be honest. Let's just be real. Yeah, let's just be honest.
Let's just be real.
Let's just be honest. Let's just be real.